minutes of rest.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Ah, ah, I am drunk in the Holy Ghost. I bounce in the Holy Ghost. I bounce in the Holy Ghost.
Some of you have drank something, but you are not yet full. When you are full, your dance step will change. That was how they staggered out of the upper room. How we don't know you are free with the Holy Ghost? Your prayer mode will change. Hold your neighbor, hold somebody. Until I am drunk, until I am full. You have 3 minutes.
Until I am full, until I am drunk, 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 until I am drunk. until I am gone, 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 until I am poor, 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 until I am poor,
to move around and your step is still the same, then you need another drink. Thank you.
Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17. Somebody is popping something. Between me and you, this is not the first time we heard the sound. Maybe we will find out later whether it's intimidation or what. Let's ask God to fight for us. The Bible says, for our light affliction. Move it a little to the left. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal what? Weight of what? That means this glory thing we are talking about is worked out. That's what happens when we deal with. So when you begin to measure the impact of what you are doing by time, I've said it repeatedly, you will miss it. So when you look at the Bible said, for our light affliction, there is such a thing as light affliction here and now. So sometimes somebody can even ask question, why are we afflicting ourselves with prayers and fasting like this? It is because there is something that is being worked. Say after me, there is something that is being worked. And when you compare it with the affliction, it is nothing to talk. It's nothing. What seekest thou? It will determine how much you position your heart, how much price you are willing to pay. Maybe tomorrow now, God will start using you, and then maybe the fine shoes will come and the designer dresses. Maybe you don't like designer dresses, and then you come and then you say Jesus, and then things start happening. And people will start calling you mama. They will say they want to be like you. What they don't know, what you can give them many things. The things you can't give them is the one that is worked. There is the one that is given as a gift. There is the one that is worked. That one you must be afflicted. You must be afflicted with prayer, with fasting. You must be afflicted. If that eternal weight of glory will be worked out in you. So when men run away from that kind of affliction, the Bible calls it light affliction. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you. My burden is light. Now, that means that there is no time you will come and you are yokeless. They probably see the shoes and the suits and the designer dresses and the bangles. And they will say, mama, I want to be like you. What they are seeing is the person on the stage. They didn't see months of hunger, years of reproach. You are forsaken, persecuted, yet you insisted. It's light affliction. It's light affliction. I mean, it's not light. If you look at it from human standpoint, it's not light. It's even heavy on you. But when you compare it with the glory that is being worked in you, the Bible said, Paul said, I should tell you that it is light affliction in comparison to what God is working in you. You know why I'm saying this? Enjoy it. You know, I like you. I know you don't believe it, but it's true. But I have the way you are talking to me, I notice that you are looking for a shortcut. Now, if I find, you are not with me. If I find shortcut, I will come and show you. But for now, I have not found anyone. If there is shortcut, I would have found it and shown people like miracle. Because when she came for, I think you came for one of the Bible studies. Either you came or you came for bedpans. Am I correct? Uh-huh. Because you have stayed in that my parlor. You have went, is it not true? And then you disappeared for 1 year. Do you know the problem? She is running away from light affliction. The Bible said it is for a moment. The thing I found out is that if you have not engaged in spiritual disciplines and the things of the spirit for long, you will not see the power there. So for example, some people come here and they pray for 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, and they say, Kai, nothing is happening. You are not wise. You have not counted the 25 years you lived in the world. 25 years you lived carelessly without considering your maker. It is simply 3 months that you are counting. If God wants to count by years, what he will do is to go back and count all the years you have wasted. Like, when did you get serious? I know they say, some of you Parkland sisters are saying, when did you get serious? 2017, imagine. So that will be, God will need to add to you almost 20 years. That is if he wants to measure by years. Is it not true? That is why you have to follow Jesus. Because even that which you think is grievous is nothing compared to what God is doing. Even if God wants to count it by natural time demand. Do you know how many years you are busy answering pastor's daughter and nothing serious was happening? Years and years, not decades. Until when the Holy Ghost caught you. Because everything you are doing in Christendom without the Holy Spirit, there is no life in it. And if there is no life, it cannot build. It's not worth anything. You, for how long? How long have you been in church? Since you were born? 2013. When did you encounter the Holy Spirit? 2017. See? Una never even test this matter. God is a merciful God. And guess what? There is no time in God's schedule, in what he wants to do. God wants to use people for many things. And he doesn't have much people. He is short of usable vessels. So the few he finds, he puts his hand on them. Now, this thing you are doing and praying this way could have taken God. God could have done it in 20 years. You know, you now be praying small, small, praying that your prayer. Say after me. And then you'll be doing it. And then you'll be doing it, be doing it, be do it for 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20. When you have done it for 5 years, you now suddenly see in the spirit. So it took you 5 years to break into the realms of visions and revelation. Meanwhile, we'll be in 24 hours in this place. By the time we are feet 18, men will begin to see and hear. What I want to tell you is that there are certain things that no matter how much we teach them, it's not by teaching. It's not by the teaching of words. It is by the teaching of experience. So many of the things we are teaching you, there are people that have this, they are living it, even though they can't teach it. That means the practicalities that bring the experience, these men are educated in it. So maybe you can be educated with knowledge, but you don't have the practicals. And if the practicals is lacking, then you will be bereft of the experience. No matter how much we tell you about the voice of God, the seven keys to the voice of God, the dimensions of the voice of God, the oracles of God, the how to hear God, how to whatever, whatever, you will not hear. You will not hear because some of you, your receptacles are dull. Huh? Texan, how many years did you listen to Wizkid? You soaked it. You did DJ. You went and did performance. You have joined in the music industry. See the sister doing her face like this. Think I'm the one you will deceive with deeper life face. It is by mighty hand that that young man was rescued. He has seen church, but he has not seen Jesus. At least the one that will change his heart. I have found out that people don't hate God as we thought. It's just that we have not modeled the God, the kind that will draw them. So imagine with all those things that you have fed your life with, and you say you want to hear God, you want to hear God. How will you hear? We need to cleanse you. We need to cleanse you of 15 years of soaking in whiskey before you'll be able to hear. Yes, no? How many of you grew up at Onitsha or you have stayed at Onitsha before? Things like Osanka High Life. You can't say you don't know it. Even if you're a lady, you know it. Those days we are in secondary school. No matter how much I was doing Christian, whatever. God will help us. The thing we enter, because every corner you enter. And guess what? It reached a point. I joined. And the proof that you have joined is that, how many of you know what is treasure? About treasure and Azwapa like this. Then with the treasure, you now wear white slippers. And then you will do mala. Clean your head well. And then you change yourself. I don't want to do that step. Hey! My God! I say, if you can't be in a culture and it will not reflect in your day-to-day life. You don't need to ask whether this person has been to nature. Even your language, when they came from a zin. Hey! Then you will know that this one is Mwotu. You don't need to do introduction. No, they don't do introduction. You don't need to tell somebody. This one you are busy telling people you are born again. You know, somebody that came here probably is listening to me now. He came, who is the person he was asking how, what was the encounter, how you got born again. He need to tell you how he got born again so that you will know he is man of God. And even your friend self, he introduces himself as big man of God before you will know he is man of God. Those days are past. The day will come, if you say you are pastor, they will arrest you. It's just like saying you are a Nigerian, they will arrest you because the title realm has gone. This is the realm where people use their lifestyle to prove the kingdom that they represent. So if you have lived in Onitsha for long, there is no way we will not know. Even if you are born again for long, we will still know. You will still be acting somehow. Do you know I intentionally have to purge my soul from that? Guess what? If I enter on it, the thing it's like anointing. Ask Juliet. It's like anointing. The thing will come. Part of the thing that will come is that there is a way you become over careful. Now you can be walking at any way and you are moving. You can't. Don't try that at on it. Don't try it. In fact, there is one that have not left me till today. If I walk, I will touch my wallet, touch my pocket. That one is from. That's when I landed. It has not ended now. So it's almost impossible for you to do me pickpocket. Because we'll be doing, we were in JS3, we went to go and buy something in canteen. And we are doing like this. They collected my wallet. I say, wallet, I'm looking at Nan now. How did he leave? I say, you can be looking at your wallet and it will leave. We went to buy Nduku. Chidera Nduku. It's only people that know of it. God, Jesus. New Market Road. Chidera Nduku. And then when we entered, one man. There's the man, there is a petty thief that used to come and harass us in hostel those days. His name is Gentle. So there are some kind of people. So I came to buy, and the guy held my money, held my phone, held my thing like this, and I refused to leave it. Look at what the guy did. I learned a lesson of my life that day. The guy just hit me like this with beam. There's a way you hit, sorry, I won't touch it. There's a way you hit somebody like this. Both his eyes, his nose, and his mouth. You know, there is a way you hit someone. If you are not, it's only the nose or the mouth that you will catch. You know, this guy hit me, boom, and he caught the nose, the mouth, and the eyes. Everything, it increased like this. I was holding my hand, my face like this, blood everywhere. And the guy has left with my property. I was JJC. They almost taught me, it was the hand of God that rescued me. All I'm trying to say is that there is no way you can hide the lifestyle of the kingdom that you represent. Your best attempt, it will still show you one way or the other. Maybe something will happen and you just blast in tongues. Katakumba takatai, rababababakuba. I was in a bus and it seemed as if the bus was having accident, things were happening, and people were shouting, Jesus, Jesus, the blood of Jesus, Holy Ghost fire. I just sat quietly with my earphone. How can I die? You don't know people like me. Actually, I want to die. So I just left to God. Since you feel like it's over, there is nothing I'm gaining in this world. So the truth is that I'm not gaining anything staying in this world. That's how I think. I'm not gaining anything staying here. So it's the kingdom that gains, it's men that gain. Paul said, I'm in between. Whether to go or to stay, I'm staying. Because now that is not a mindset that came because he has already entered the time that he's about to die. No, he is a mindset that he has sustained before death. That's the way he lived. That's the way you should live. Every time you hear him speak, he said, set your heart on things that is above. That should be the governing factor. The things that determine the way we relate with things upon the face of the earth is the things that are what? Heavenly. So men will see you on the earth, they cannot understand your ways and your choices. They will take things from you and think they are hurting you. Your life is not here. Your life is somewhere. There is only one place that you can be touched. It is in heaven. That is why when you come out of here, you cannot get people like us to cry. It's not possible. But once we appear before the presence of God, as hard as I am, I will be the first to cry. Because it's only heavenly matters that can affect our hearts. Don't allow anything to bring tears from your eyes that is not from God. It's not worth it. Nothing is big enough. Even if somebody died. I'm not sure if I die that I will cry. Me. Some people called me and say that it seems as if you are heartless, you don't have heart, you are not moved. Meanwhile, I'm the one that is moved the most. Just because I'm not crying with you doesn't mean I'm not moved. You know, there is something people say you are moving. You know this thing ladies do, women do. Somebody hold me, oh, and the person will want to fall inside the grave. You are lucky I'm not the one. Because if I'm the one, I will leave and allow you to fall inside. When you have injured yourself, I will now bring you out and go and treat you. You will not fall again. If you fall inside, I will bring you out and say you can fall the second time. So when you do things like this, people will say you are heartless. So that's not how people like us feel. No, that is being emotional. I'm not saying I don't have emotion, but I'm not emotional. My expression is not directly from there. So it's only heaven. That is actually what it means to be a spiritual man. You can feel people's pain, but you can only feel it from the spiritual angle. Yes. So you don't feel too much. You don't. There is a way you want to show that you feel something, and then you moved in the flesh in that your cry. But you can feel something. You can feel somebody's pain as a result of what the Holy Spirit is doing. And you can even shed a tear. As of that moment, that's what the Spirit is doing. But majority of the things we see is people that shed tears in the flesh. Guess what? It will end there. Because it's coming from the flesh, it will end there. Try it. Is your mom still alive? I'm sorry for using it, but you have to forgive me. The people that cried when she died, where are they? You can't even remember themselves. Because all they are interested in is in the moment. They didn't really feel it. If there are people there that didn't shed a tear, but they vowed that as long as these children is concerned, they will do something about their destiny. That is actually what it means to have affection for people, to feel for them. The other one is flesh. They didn't feel anything. It's tears they shed. They fulfilled all righteousness. That is what it meant to have compassion. Compassion is not just, is not pity. Compassion is not the same thing as pity. Compassion is empathy with intent to do something. So you empathize with somebody, and not, that is powerful, but not just that. You had intent to do something about the situation. Anyway, when I always start like this, then there is somebody I needed to help. And I believe I've helped the person. There is, you can stop and join me in 15 minutes time, because our time has finished. There is a question I left yesterday. I want to answer it quickly. If he's not here, then we continue. So where are we now? Where are we? The purposes of the voice. Number one is what? Number two is what? No. Everybody will not be answering. I'll be pointing. Cannot assume you know. Number three is what? To guide. Sister, what's your name? No, sit down. Don't worry. We are not in. What's your name? Adora. Number four. Huh? Are you not here yesterday? What of day before yesterday? Tell us the one you remember from day before yesterday. Instruct, teach, and guide. Fine.
Number four, to direct. Number five, Sister Maka, to review. Number six, Catherine Kuma. Answer now. Huh? To order. No. To create. Number seven, Caleb. Huh? To order. What's the scripture we used to analyze it? Huh? God bless you. You are sharp. I'm impressed. Please be the Berean Christian. Don't believe everything they are telling you. Go and study for yourself the Bible. I know we are trying our best to be correct, and we are giving you sound teachings and doctrine. But beyond the whether it is correct or not, many things will not enter well if you don't go and repeat it. It was Peter that was speaking. He said, I will not fail to keep you in remembrance of this. You escaped and disappeared. I saw your post on WhatsApp and I said, this damsel is not serious. I didn't know you will appear again. Kamo bala hatala da hasase. Anyway, I'm always around, Sister Cynthia. If you come in 10 years time, I will still be here. If you come in 20, I will still be here. Just as God is waiting, I'm also a patient shepherd. In fact, there are some people I'm looking at here. There are certain things I would have told you about your life that will move you forward. But I'm beginning to understand God. There are certain things he will want to say. He will not say it. What if he telling Nena, Nena can't carry this matter? So, what do you think? Let's keep it now. Is it not true? Keep it in 3 years' time. I told somebody, I asked him, who was I with? I think I was with Timobi. And we are somewhere. We actually went to eat. It was my friend. There is a place they eat at Enugu. Jesus. If you found yourself at, I don't want to do advert for them. But if I say it, you know. Do you know the place? Do you know the place? Who knows the place? Who stays at Enugu here? Do you know the place? Hi. This lady, Omapana, well. Yes, it's at Ntachi. We went to Ntachi. So, we went there and me and my friend, we were talking. I told him that there is something I will tell him now. Kai. He can't bear it. He told me, pump and plain, I should not tell him. He looked somehow, but it is correct. There are certain things you are not equipped to hear now. So even God in his loving kindness will not tell you. Sister Vera. There are things you are willing to hear now. You were not willing to hear it as close as 1 month ago. This 1 month ago. There are things you were willing to hear just since the last 2 weeks. Because it's not about how many words. It's about the posture that your heart has sustained. So sometimes I will even look at people and I will say, if I tell this one now, he will not understand. So I looked at, instead of telling you, I wanted to insist that you should not go to Calabar. But when he told me that he's going to Calabar, the way he was smiling and laughing, hey, I said, if I tell this man not to go, he will count me as his number one enemy. So anytime he's leaving Sabo, he is smiling and laughing. When he's coming back, he's squeezing his face. I say, okay, I'm punishing this man. Let's allow him. So I actually gave you 5 years. So you are free. You can jive and enjoy yourself. Come back in 5 years.
When you come back, it's Rehoboth that will mentor you. Because me, I don't have time. Yes, now. These are men that have options. There's no reason why they should stay here. And they are here. Tomorrow you will come and say, well, is he not my age mate? A foolish person. Don't know anything. Who is your age mate? Who is your age mate? Okay, why is the driver that is 60 years in your campus calling the your lecturer, Oga? Since they are age mate, you should not call him Oga now and lose his job. Who is your age mate? If you like, don't labor now. Think it's by luck. There's no luck in this thing. We don't do luck in the kingdom. Whatsoever a man soweth, what will happen? If you sow sparingly, simple. If you sow to the spirit, what will you reap? Let me see people that know Bible. If you sow to the spirit, favor, what will you reap? You don't know. I know Sister Vera will know. Sister Vera, when you sow to the spirit, you will of the spirit reap what? Yes, good. What if you sow to the flesh? I won't ask you, Rabbi. See the way you are looking at me like Mommy Gio and waiting for me to ask you. I will not ask you anything. No. As if you sow in the flesh, what will you reap? I don't want to tell you his answer. Whatever you answered is correct. If you like, continue that way. Are you with me? You want me to say you are wrong? No, you are correct. If you like, don't read your Bible. We enter into another subtopic. The oracles of God. The oracles of God. There are, from the scripture, if you do Bible study from the scripture, you will notice that there are a few oracles in the scripture. 5 distinct oracles. Okay. Rabbi, when we say oracle, what do we mean? Find mic for him. Find mic.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oracle.
Sit down.
Can be defined as the physical representation of a spirit, like the means through which a spirit can find expression. So we can literally call ourselves Oracle of the Most High, because the spirit can find expression.
There is something missing in your definition. Go and give Sister Maka. Let's find out what is the meaning of oracle. Look at her here. Come. Follow this side.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
An oracle is a natural representation of a deity or a spirit, so that the deity or spirit can find expression in a particular territory.
There is still something missing. You have mentioned the things you need to mention. Deity, expression, whatever. But there is something missing. Go and give the sales guru. Kai. I remember when me and this guy, we used to pray in my parlor. Before Gochuku and Justice entered, it was me and him. When he finished, he will come and wash my father's car. And he was having encounters, until he went to Banawa. The only reason why he survived Banawa was the one we invested. If not, he will come back with a wound. a battle wound that cannot be healed again. You can only manage it throughout your life. You know, there are battle wounds that never go. Even when the physical wound heals, when you remember the impact and the trauma, it will still disfigure you. By then, what you are suffering is now mental, psychosomatic. You can't do anything about it. So, my guy, him and one, guess what? The two of them that were there that time, you, Divine, and who again? I think Valentine, were you there? Who? I know he's Divine now. Divine and who? It's the two of them that I used to. They will pray from morning, pray. And then by the time I'm coming back, they'll be seeing visions. One will say, they saw Potter here. They saw this angel here. They saw this cherub here. Me, I will leave them and go and sleep, self. What's my business? So the young man broke into the prophetic. We'll be doing bedpans. Is the bedpans of those days we are just six? Me, Victor, three of my sisters, God's love, and then one damsel, and then we are true. So Precious will now join us. Sometimes God's love will come by after six. And then he will stay at the back and be struggling to enter. Struggle. He will be crying, but because he has not entered. So this man broke into the prophet. I don't know. May God restore the days before Banawa in Jesus' name. So answer. So what happened is that when I knew something was wrong, a miracle, was when he became a motivational speaker. If you see the quote he was dropping on WhatsApp, he'll be asking me many questions. And once I notice you are out of alignment, I will reduce my counseling. If I will reduce, I will stop answering you. You ask the first question, no answer. Second one, no answer. Third one, no answer. You are out of alignment. Because my counsel is wasted on that kind of person. Sometimes if I notice you are almost going far, I will say, bro, how far? Sister, how far? The person will now start telling the story of his life. When you finish, I will still say, how far? You still finish talking, I will say, how far? Because the question, I'm not trying to find out how you are faring. We are looking for you in the spirit. We are not seeing you. Maybe redder. Some people don't like this thing I'm saying. But I'm trying to save your life. There are some things you can even write for me. Sometimes Chibike will come and write for me. Today is his birthday. Remember, let's pray for him. He will write. I'll say, well done, bro. I will do my hand like this. He will now say, thank you, daddy, papa. I'm so much grateful. He thought that daddy and papa moves people like me. If you, it is better you are correct and call me bro than you are out of alignment and you are calling me daddy. It means that I'm daddy of wrong people. So I'm not interested. I am secure. You know what it means, I'm secure. Sometimes I notice that people intentionally bring me down, but I'm secure. I'm not moved by whether you take me. If you like, call me the greatest man on earth. I know I'm not. So why should I? I'm not moved by it. I won't start acting different from how I was acting. If you like, bring me low and want to crush me, it won't still bring down my... I know where God rescued me from. It won't affect my esteem at all. So I know where it is. So some people, if they want to manipulate it, they will be calling you my daddy, my father, the only one on earth. Once I see it, I will know you are a crook. In fact, if you want to know people's opinion about you, check how they respond when it seems as if they are offended and some things are not working out in your relationship with them. They will put you where you are supposed to be. Yes, that's how I know. So anytime people put me there, I will go and nail that position on the cross and know that that is your accurate estimation of me. Any other thing you do any other time doesn't impress me. Okay, my guy, and behave that way so that you will not die early. Because you can be working with people you think they are with you, they are not with you. Psychophants. My guy. Oh yeah.
An oracle is. Okay. An oracle is a physical representative of a spirit being that lends his voice to the voice of the spirit.
The difference, the addition to this answer, because he said the same thing, is voice. Because without a speaking, there is not an oracle. Are you with me? Sister Amaka, you see the difference. Just add voice, speaking. So when you can speak for a deity, so that the deity will express his mind, his opinion concerning matters, then you are an oracle. So have we been able to settle it? All this thing we went around is so that there is no time we forget what it means to be an oracle. So number one is, so if it is true, then it's easy for you to know oracles. The number one oracle is the creature. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. There are many places in the scripture, many places. There are places where the scripture said that the heavens speak of your goodness. See, so the heavens speak. The heavens what? Speak of your goodness. So God kept quiet like this and told the heaven what God wants to speak on that day is about goodness. So how did he do it? He simply sent heaven to speak. So on the day that God wanted to speak about his goodness, his oracle on that day was what? The heavens. So any man that looked on any other place except the heavens on the day that God decided to speak about his goodness, we never hear about the goodness of God. Because God has chosen those days to speak through the heavens. As far as his goodness is concerned, the only time you can hear on matters concerning the goodness of God is if you hear the heavens. I know you thought you heard what I said, but you didn't hear it. Let me say it again. God decided to speak about his goodness in this season. And for him to be able to do that, he chose a voice, an oracle, to speak about that his goodness. And the oracle he chose is what? So that day you refuse to hear the heavens. Will you experience the goodness of God? Because in those seasons that God is speaking about his goodness, he chose an oracle. And the oracle is what? The heavens. So he said, the heavens speak. And beyond that, let's see. Romans chapter 1 verse 20. If you are there, say amen.
Amen.
He said, for the invincible things of him from what? Creation of the world are clearly seen. What does he mean? Go and give Chibeze Iboke mic. Let's find out what it means.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. No, sit down, sit.
Alright. It says that the invincible things of this world from creation.
The invincible things of him.
Of him are clearly.
Why not show us scripture now? I don't like the way. I don't like the way you guys are not up and doing. Wait, let me find my scripture. Please be looking at your Bible so that you can correct somebody. Somebody as big as Dr. Richard Blackaby, I follow him on Facebook. The one that wrote Experiencing God with His Father. He quoted something on Facebook and he made a mistake in the scripture he quoted. That mighty man of God. And a woman came and corrected him. And he said, thank you for correcting me. So, if people like Richard Blackaby can make mistake, then anybody can. So he said, for the invincible things of him. Of who? Who is this him?
God.
Okay. So, for the invincible things of him from the creation, Jesus, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. What does he mean?
I want to pick two things. Him and the invisible things.
Okay.
I mean the things that we cannot, because when people say that, talk about God, it's hard to be able to describe how or say how this God looks like, how he functions, mm-hmm. how he reveals himself.
Mm-hmm.
So the invisible things of him now is being clearly seen and understood by things which are being seen. Okay. So if you want to know, understand the things about God, you can just look around with the things that are seen and you get to understand it. Praise the Lord.
You tried, but you entered two without dealing with one. So, why did they say invisible things of him? Have you asked that question? The invisible things of him are clearly seen in creation. The invisible things of him. Let's find out what the invisible things means. Come and give Sister Tolu Makanjola. Come and give her. What do we mean by the invisible things? The invisible things. I'm trying to make sure the meeting doesn't change. That we are able to, no, don't worry. That we're able to teach one or two things because he's moving, and we are applying break. But I want you to be grounded in this so that you can hear anytime. It's not hard to hear. And when you hear, you can understand, you can interpret, you can apply. Sometimes if God speaks and you are not sure, you can get him to speak again. The invisible thing, Sister Tolu. Try now. Anything you answer. It's possible those people you think can get the answer, will give them the mic, they won't know. We have time till. We have time. You are correct now. I don't understand why. If something, what is the opposite of the invisible? Simple. What does it mean for something to be visible?
What does it mean for something to be visible? Sight. 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 And in this context, by invisible, we mean matters concerning God that we cannot interact with using our natural senses. See, I'm feeling an anointing now. So what the scripture is trying to say here is that the major things of God are actually invisible, and it can be traced to the fact that the man himself, his spirit, think I said it yesterday, the Bible said that God is spirit, and they that will worship him will do so in spirit and in what? Truth. Now, the scripture is making a statement of fact. In making reference to that scripture, he's trying to tell you that even if God wants, he is limited to the circumference that captures his reality. So if it is true that God will burst forth in this realm, then there will be cargoes that will bring his expression here. So if there is no vehicle to carry him, to carry his expression in this realm, then all of his reality will be trapped in his realm. Meanwhile, this realm is a realm of manifestation, is a realm of execution, is a realm of performance. So even though things are captured in the realm of the spirit, it will remain there dormant, albeit powerful, dormant, albeit God, dormant, albeit divine, dormant, albeit almighty, until vehicles come. That is why the scripture said in the book of Hebrews chapter 10, he said that sacrifice is an offering he has not desired of us, but he said, but a body I offered him. On that day, what God needed is a vehicle to transport his expression upon this realm, meaning that all God seeks, as far as this our realm is concerned, is vehicles, transport systems, men, things that will reveal his shape and dimension without any shades and colors. So when Jesus appeared, he became the brightest. The Bible was speaking in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 1. He said, God, who has sundry time and in diverse manners has spoken through our fathers. He said, has spoken to us in this end time through his Son, who is the express image of his what? Person. The key word there is express. That means on that day, God needed to express himself in clear terms, so that men will not be in doubt of whom God is in any circumstance, in any matter. That was why even the Pharisees, concerning matters, they will come and ask him, what is your opinion about this? Because our information from Moses was that when the Messiah comes, he will be a representation of the God dimension, the heavenly realm. His opinion about matters will be the opinion of God. So when that season came, they said, what will we do to this woman, seeing that she has done this? And Moses said, we should do this. He said, I'm telling you now to do this. So he said that it was not so from the beginning. So his opinion about matters is heavenly. That was why when John was giving emphasis about that kind of man, he said that he that is from above is above all. That means his opinion, his standpoint concerning matters is the supreme. So that was what the heavenly realm, God, was seeking. And until then, there is no vehicle to express his dimension. That is why when he appeared, he said, sacrifice is an offering I have not sought. That is when we understood that all those things we are doing in the old covenant is an attempt to create an ambience that can host God dimension. Meanwhile, God's intent in creation is that man will host him. Man is the dwelling place of God. That was what Jesus expressed in the full dimension, which is why the scripture said in him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead, what? Bodily. That was the intent of God, that men will move upon the face of the earth carrying God. Are you getting the point? So when men move upon the face of the earth, the voice of God is cast. The things about God cannot be understood, because he is divine, he is heavenly, and we are human, we are earthly. His context, his realm, his frame of reference is eternal. Ours is time. Are you getting the point? His realm of experience is spiritual. Ours is physical. Are you with me? The vehicle that transports his reality is spirit. The vehicle that transports our own is natural, is flesh. Are you seeing the disparity? So, because of that, God is seeking for to speak. If God cannot be expressed in our realm, that means as a creator, he is not intelligent enough. That is why, even in creation, he has to factor his voices into creation as a proof of his intelligence in creation. Are you with me? So that when a man looks at creation well, he will not deny that God is in existence. Because creation is a manifestation of perfect design. Are you with me? There is a perfect design that is found in creation. Which is why, when the scripture now went to verse 21 of that Romans chapter 20, he said that the intent of this kind of frame, this kind of structure, is that man is without excuse. So that a man cannot appear and say that there is no God in this earth. Because even creation itself speaks about invisible things. For example, when you have a father in family, it's a proof that there is father in heaven. That is why Jesus, when he came to teach us about prayer, his prayer points is a proof and representation of the shape and structure of things that is captured in heaven. He said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy what? Name. Thy kingdom come, that will be done on earth. So it has become obvious that there are two realms in contrast and comparison. And the expression of God dimension is fully manifest in the heavenly realm. And the intent of our prayer, when it's correct, is to download those things that is in heaven and bring it upon the face of the earth. So our prayers is not correct until the will of God is done, until his kingdom what comes. Are you getting it? So that means that God is eternally seeking expression in this realm, and nothing will deny him. If this age denies him, the age to come will still yield to his desire. Are you getting the point? So when God was creating, everything about creature captured the dimension of him. So that when you seek something, if you seek it to the extreme, you will find that there is a creator there. There is a creator there. How many of you is a biologist? Yes, no? What's the thing the three of you study? Anatomy. Yes, that is related. So when you look at a human body, it's a proof that there is a designer. Let me ask you. Hey, Joma, why is your nose not on your head? Imagine your nose on your head. And then the rain in July. The rain in July, you will suffocate. Have you ever thought of it? The man that designed you is a master. He's a master architect. Look at the way he designed your mouth. Design your mouth here and design your anus here. You are not getting the point. It obeyed the law of physics. Because something has to go from the area of fire concept up to down. Try it. That man is a master. He's a master. He fixed everything where he should be. Do you know there is water in your eyes that waters your eyes? It is like the wiper on a windshield. It begins to clean it. As you are moving it, we spray water and do shoo, shoo. That's what is happening to your eye. I believe that's the idea that struck the man that developed that. That is the exact, that thing that happens to a car, that's what happens to the human eye. There's a way the thing will splash water, and then your eye will do like this, close, it will wipe it. So you know that car that splashes and then it will wipe, and then you begin to see clear. I said there is a designer. So you come and say God is not, God can't speak. You are a liar. Huh? Try it. Eat for 7 days without going visiting the White House. You will know. Are you with me? You will know that God speaks. That the designer designed that after eating, that when you garbage in, you garbage out. Try it. You even forget your new hair. Some of you understand this experience. Have you been on a journey before? The rem collect you. Huh? Why are you doing your hair like this? Has the rem not called you before? My brother, your step will change. The Lord give you understanding. Your step will change so that you will accommodate what is seeking expression from the internal realm to the external realm. Akamahambratai. There is no effort that you make in the natural that can stop that. The next thing is disgrace. I said there is a perfect design. When that thing happens to you, sit down and think. There is a day the thing happened, and when I finished, I knelt down. I was doing praises and worship for 30 minutes. I know all these people here, especially the dancers, they will not agree. But that's not my concern. I don't care. You know, I don't care. Except you are not a human being. You must have at one point or the other suffered at the hand of this master. This master I'm speaking about. You would have suffered at his hand. The lecture he will teach you, you will never forget. Should I even tell you? Part of the reason I fast when I do long journey is so that the master will not visit me. Learn from me. So some of you, if you are traveling to Lagos, if by is on the way, Suya, this one, before you get to Ore, you say, driver, stop. I'm speaking to somebody here. Some people, they save money especially. Because that's what the gala on the road, the gala and lakasera on the thing is sweeter than anything. Is it not true? My brother, that master have not called you. He will call one day. They will sell to you lakasera that the lakasera was did in somebody's backyard. Those ones you are buying on the, you don't know what they do there. I don't want to show you. The gala, they use, you know, they have this machine that can close gala now. They do the gala and give you. If you see where they are doing it, children poo-poo here and all kinds of things are there. And then the mother will wipe the thing and use it and do your gala. And then you will say, give me four. A man of God, you are sitting as if you have not experienced this dimension before. It happened to me one day. I have to involve the supernatural, because there is no hope. I didn't know this supernatural before. I announced, Father, in the name of Jesus, peace. I command all the turmoil and the movements to be calm. I have had results, but not all the time. There is a day I prayed it. Do you know the way God answered me? He told me there is toilet behind now. That's the way he answered my own. So sometimes the way God rescues you from danger is to tell you to run away. So when you come to your family and see a father there is a father in heaven. Are you getting the point now? That means in the creation, the visible things, they are speaking of invisible and eternal matter. In fact, the Bible said that even such things as his eternal power and Godhead, even the one that is saying this,
this is part of the things that was hard for him to unveil.
I hope you know
that Paul called himself a master in revelation, but there are issues that he couldn't enter into by revelation. I think I've seen three. He was the one that uttered. Tell me example of one. If you move in this book to chapter 9, when he was trying to analyze the concept. Have you read Romans chapter 9? Read it. Go back and read it. He went there and said, these children were not yet born. And God said, Esau I hate, Jacob I love. What did they do? He said that this one baffles me. He said, is God unjust? Is God unrighteous? He said, God forbid. But he said, so that the purposes and counsel of God will be fulfilled. He came to a place and said, great is the mystery of godliness. He came to the book of Ephesians chapter 6. He was talking about the bride and his groom. He said, it's a mystery. I talk not about a man and a woman, but the church is a mystery. There are certain places, even as revelational as Paul was, he wasn't allowed access. In this our generation, men will try to enter them, but they were not allowed access. The problem with that is that you will err. If it's in recovery version of the Bible, what you will see in that err is you misaimed. That means in revelation you can aim. So somebody can aim and misaim. So once you misaim in revelation, your intent will be lost, and then you will enter into error. So even though you were sincere and you started well, you ended wrong because you misaimed. So in certain places that God has not opened up to Paul, he will agree that this matter have not been opened up to him. So a man that dwells upon the face of the earth cannot deny in the general sense that the creation speaks about God, that there is a designer and a creator. I say Charles Darwin is wrong. Charles Darwin is wrong. Charles Darwin is not a woman. If he's a woman, he would have known that he's wrong. Because a woman is pregnant, he knows that sometimes two nations are inside her womb. She knows the seasons, the warfares, the things that are going on, that there are things that humanity by his human hand cannot do. Charles Darwin is wrong. There is a creator somewhere. He speaks via the things that are natural. So when we appear in this realm, we find out that the spirit himself can give birth. The spirit can give birth. That's why a woman can give birth. A woman has womb because there is a womb in the spirit. The invisible things of him are clearly seen by the creature. So we can't deny it. Are you with me? Meanwhile, in the context of our teaching, this is not exactly the specific dimension of the expression of God's voice, but I needed to show you that in general context, the creation is structured in such a way that it speaks and represents God. Are you with me? But in specific sense, it means that the creature can speak and represent the voice of God to you in certain seasons and in certain matters. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Let me give you an example. You are in your dream or vision, and then you saw yourself climbing mountain. Already is mountain, already you know what it means. That God is using what he created to speak to you. What does it mean? You saw yourself making journey to the mountain. Have you read the scripture? In the book of Ezekiel, he said that the Lord dwells in the sides of the north. Where is the north? It's not about physical location, east, west, north, and south. The north is where the throne of God is. So when you journey on the mountain, it is an ascension to the throne. That means there is a layer in God that you need to approximate to. Sometimes the grace that you need to execute your seasons is domiciled at a particular layer on that mountain. That is why the scripture said that you should come with boldness to the throne of grace, so that you receive help in the time of need. Now, that means that throne is the throne of grace. When men ascend, they ascend in layers. The Bible said that in Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and the people of God shall possess their possession. The Bible said that they moved from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeared before God. So when we say we journey to the mountain, that means we journey to the place where our Father, where God dwells, where His throne is, where encounter is, where we see Him face to face. So when we journey, it means that we are being drawn to the place of intimacy, drawn to the place of stature, drawn to the place where we cannot explain with our mouth. We can only experience it as we journey. Then we are taking deeper. Now, is mountain you are climbing, but inside of you is deep. It's a mystery that when a man goes up, he's going deep at the same time. It's a mystery. So you are ferried up there. Suddenly you realize that the things that seem as if they are big in your life were never big. It's simply because you have not climbed high in that mountain. Have you ever thought of it? Try it. The more you ascend in height, you will see that the situations in your life that were big before, they were not big again. All you need to do is to climb up the mountain. And then you will notice that the circumstance in your life, that they have closed, they are so close in your eyes. It's a proof that you are far away from the height. When you ascend the height of God, the things, many things in your life will become insignificant. Try it. Try it. How many of you have flown on an airplane before? I pray that half of you will fly before the next 3 years in Jesus' name. Amen. At least I know that Doug flew recently. There is a way you climb, and then things will be, the higher you go, the things will become smaller. Even the biggest house in this city, we seem as if it's a mud house. It is only big because we are too close to it. I say ascend. Touch your neighbor, say ascend. Ascend to the hills of God, and everything that is natural will pale in comparison. The sight that you will see will be eternal in scope. You can't see divine matters, and the natural things will still cloud your view. The things that are earthly and physical, the things that are mundane, will begin to lose their grip on you when you travel up higher in the mountains of God. Moses, come up the mountain, and I will show you. As long as men dwell in the valley, there are things about God they will never see and understand. They will need to be ferried. And then the things in our life that we held so strongly, their hold will break off in our life. That is why when we come here, people will tell you the many challenges that they are passing through and the things that they are struggling with. We tell them, come to the wheel of prayer. Pray and fast. There is a way you journey. Suddenly those things will lose their impact on your life. You will wonder why this thing was so important in your life before. How many of you have had a damsel in your life before, and you thought if this damsel live, you probably die? Huh? Elijah, don't you have? Who can help us? Just answer. Uh-huh. No, don't answer. It is enough. You probably think that if the damsel leave, you will die. Now lie. You are still in the valley. In fact, you are not in the valley. You are in the bottomless pit. We need to rescue you. And then God will hold you. And you begin to journey to the mountains of God. Come to Horeb! Horeb! The sound will be clear. Ah.
men of the mountains. That is your dwelling place. The size of the north, the throne of grace, the celestial dimensions, the divine realm, the river of crystal. Where the voice of God is like still waters. No matter the noise that is being made, it was David that said in the book of Psalms, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. It means that enemies around me is not the challenge. The challenge is God. If I continue to journey to the north, if I continue to journey to the mountains of God, it doesn't matter whether Satan says he will kill you, men in your family. You don't try this, you will die. You are the first, you will die. Continue journey. Say after me, journey. To the mountains of God. Even though I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. I fear no evil. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That is the place of my refuge, the place of my comfort, the place of my solace. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my hair with fresh oil. Do you know what it means? The more enemy you have, the more anointed you become. Why do you need anointing? It's because there are yokes to crush. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good, for God was with him. That means the anointing came on that man specifically because there is oppression. Satan is moving like a roaring lion. He said he will have your family. Who gave him the right? God will anoint you with fresh oil. There is work to be done. Don't be afraid of the enemy. Continue the journey to the mountains. As you journey, the oil of God will come upon your life. Thou have exalted my horn like the horn of the unicorn, and anointed me with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Why not ask God for 1 minute? Anoint me with fresh oil. Fresh oil. Scripture that said that you say, you look at the skies and say that there will be bad weather today. That means God is speaking to creature to you. There are people that the most ways that God speaks to them is to creature. You can easily know the tempo of what God wants to do just because of how the nature have structured itself. The natural things, the things that are created, the way they now respond. As a matter of fact, the prophets that God used majorly
many times God spoke to them with creation, the things he created. So God can speak to us through seasons, through times. He can even speak to us through natural things. Like there can be flood. Suddenly you see in the sky, it will seem as if the moon have taken another shape. How many of you have seen blood moons before? Have you read the book of Joel? The book of Joel said, before the day, the great dreadful day of the Lord, he said that the moon shall be turned to blood. That is God speaking, is it not true? And he's speaking with the things that are created. So God speaks like that. So God calls out Abraham and said, look at the sky, look at the sky. And he said, count the stars. Is it not God speaking to him? God is speaking to him through what he created. He said, look at the sand of the seashore. It's through natural things. Natural things. Yes, God speaks that way. Natural things. Suddenly you came to a point and five people or two people gave you wristwatch. Anytime somebody is getting something for you, is getting wristwatch. And you have not stood to ask, what does this thing mean? After staying with my father in the Lord, at some point he gave me one. I don't even know whether it's intentional or not, but he gave me one thing. One thing he gave me. Do you know what he gave me? Huh? He gave me a belt. It took me time to understand that it has a spiritual meaning. The belt of truth. That is when I have known, but I understood practically what I stand for in my generation. Huh? I understand that I'm a preacher of righteousness. It's not something you do because you want to. It's something you have grace for. So when people see you, they hear you, something about their life lines up in representation of that mandate that is upon your life. So even beyond the things that I'm saying, there are things you are doing. Somebody said that sometimes he wants to do something, he will ask himself, what will I do if I'm the one? I say, am I Jesus? No. But why will people be asking themselves, how will I react to this situation? Have you not asked that question before? Sometimes some dancer will be calling you. And then when you want to answer the call, you mistakenly on a message, and I'm the one. And I will say, come on, Peter! Look at your life. Every day you are doing night call. That's why you are like this. There is no hope for you. That's why. Continue. I'm waiting for you in 10 years time. When you hear it, the desire for call, the desire will die. Meanwhile, another person can tell you the same thing and even do counseling for you. He will do 3 hours counseling and nothing will happen. But you can sit with me and you want to do counseling and it's just 5 minutes. By the time you are leaving, many things will start dying in your life. Simply because you came, both the one I said and the one I didn't say, you will start doing it. I say it's the belt of truth. If I tell you sister, and I will stop, then you will go and analyze your life. I say it's the belt of truth. Because you will try it. Try it. Come and tell her sister. She even snap picture with you when we finish. Do you know how I have rescued this man? If you know where we rescued him from. He will be making posts, doing if you see what he's doing on social media, I will come and say, Mr. High Boy.
and I will not say anything, I will leave. He will come and be explaining himself. When he's through, I will say, well done. He will, before you know the thing, he will do again. I will say, well done. He will explain himself. Sometimes I will take screenshots, just like I have screenshots of many people here. But I will not tell you. The day I will tell you is the day I will be giving you counseling, and you say, I'm not like this. I will just smile and tell you I have a pattern of post to prove that you think like this. I know you don't believe it, but how can I help you if I don't know about you? And these days, you don't even need to enter the spirit to know about people. All you need to do is to go to Facebook. I say you can become a prophet through Facebook. Download people's data and say, hi. Is your name not marvelous? You say, yes, Papa. Professor, a man of God. So let's touch. Do we have time? One more, and then we go for today. Number two is the second oracle is angels. My God. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1. If you are there, say amen. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. Verse 2. For if the word spoken by what? Was, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Now go back to verse 2. For if the word spoken by who? So angels here are oracles. And as a matter of fact, the majority of the ways that people want God to speak to them is through angels. I think they would like to believe more. Have you seen Angel Gabriel before? And Angel Gabriel now stepped into your vision and said, Adora, my daughter, let me tell you the things that will come after now. God have sent me to you. Huh? Is that not the kind of... Have you not been praying for encounter? Have you not been praying for it? Mm-hmm. Those encounters, angelic encounters, some of them they will come. Some of them that is angel of presence. I mean, by the angel of his presence, we mean angels that stand before the presence of God. How many of you know that it's not all angels that stand before the presence of God? No, it's not all. There are, let me not go there. There are angels that just visit. There are they that appeared only when there is worship session in heaven. That is why you don't know how much angels, they value worship sessions. Once there is worship session, they are summoned. And some of them will stay in the outer courts. And they'll be wondering, wow. That's why the Bible says that what you experience as a believer is what angels desire to look upon. You don't go for worship session. The worship goes on in your heart. So what angels need to journey to gain ascendancy? You make the ascendancy sitting here in tent. You journey as much as you can. It's only men that say that they are tired. Angels will look at you and wonder why. That is why a man went to South America and there was a worship session and prayer session. Suddenly angelic beings appeared and a man of God stood on the stage and was ministering. Two angels, their height was long, high to the roof, left and right, and fire was on them. Dripping. How many of you have heard there is a music minister? I think let me end here. As I speak, if it is true, then those angels will touch at least three people to prove. Don't do anything, don't even pray. In fact, if you like, be laughing. If you like, say, it won't happen to me. It will start from you. Do you know what happened? The man, he went to South America. First of all, there is a man I listen to most. Sometimes my sisters and people ask me, who do I even listen to? The thing plays through the night. Freddie Heller. You need to go and search out the man. The man had an encounter, and what happened to David happened to him. He was carried into the chamber of music in heaven. And what he saw was a harp with fire on it. They carried the harp and put it in his heart. He came out with lips of fire. What he saw was angels. He said in one of those encounters, he saw an angel flying, coming. When he saw the angel, he fell. One of the tracks that I like the most is this, the song of Michael. When you see this song, the lyrics, they are out of this world. You will know nobody can sing that thing except he had an encounter with angels. There's one, he said, let angels weep. He said the angel came, and as he was coming, him he fell. When he saw the angel from afar, he saw like fire dripping from him, and he asked, what is this thing dripping from him? He said that this is the angel that came fresh from his presence. So when a man comes fresh, even angels come fresh from his presence, there is a sign they are dripping with the matter, God matter. That is why all of them, that is why when Zachariah questioned him, Gabriel said, I am Gabriel that standeth. My authority came because of my proximity to the eternal presence. The closer a man gets to the presence, the higher his authority in God. That is why when Moses stands in that place and speaks, his voice is the voice of God. Many times angels stood in the presence of God and they spoke, and the representation of their language will be taken away from third person to first person. So when an angel spoke, they will say God spoke. Meanwhile, it came by the voice of an angel. That was what the scripture said. For if the word spoken by angels, we are steadfast. So angels, they can stand in the presence and say that God spoke. And it was God that spoke indeed. These are angels of his presence. So the man of God stood and was ministering. And the young man was in the crowd. What he saw was that angels mixed with the people. The people thought they are the only ones. There were more angels in that place than human beings. And they were clothed with fire. When the worship and prayer was going on, they lifted up their hands and they were enjoying it. He said that sometimes, that when they stop the worship, that angels begin to cry. Because what we are experiencing is what they want to. You don't know what the scripture meant. That through us, he will reveal to the principalities and powers what is the manifold wisdom of God. Certain things this being, they don't know how it functions. All they need to do is to look upon men. So many times God speaks via these angels. High caliber beings, they have stayed there long enough that the voice of God can thunder through them. Men like Gabriel, he appeared before Daniel. He said, Daniel, the beloved of God. He said, I'm come to give you skills and wisdom. I was in a room studying one day, and the angel of the Lord came from the right side of the window and began to speak to me. See, listen to me. If it is true what I speak about, if it is true, then in the next 1 minute, the hand of those angels will come from heaven and touch men. It's no sort as you can resist. It's the strong hand of the Almighty, and his voice can thunder from the voice of those angels. He said, "O ye angels, who are his servant that do his bidding?" That means the voice of God can come from this me. Ha 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 ha. I was in a prayer meeting, and then an angel stood in that meeting, and he suspended between heaven and earth, and he carried a pot of fire, and what he asked us, should I break the pot? And we said yes, and he broke it in the meeting, and then what we saw was a revival that broke out in the meeting. Man cannot carry the impact of that meeting because of the angelic host that visited us. It was an invasion.
Of your grace. He who dwells in the midst of the cherubim.